Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Magnificent Monday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Hey, you guys super excited? This is Monday, right? There's no such thing as a blue Monday on Designing Your Life Today. Let's get right to it. Our topic is relax, achieve, receive. Dream it, then do it. We're going to talk about how do you move the needle when it comes to achieving your goals, getting results, being able to touch it, feel it, see it, and getting excited about actually getting the results that you would like to achieve. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to keep it very simple, but we always do. I just want to remind you quickly, if you have not signed up for our Power Up Today newsletter, you want to get signed up for that. If you're listening to this on your cell phone, you can sign up simply by texting the word power up to 42828 and you're in. So we don't get your number or anything like that. All we get is your email address. So you don't have to worry about me calling you on those nights when I have nothing to do except make crank calls. But I don't make crank calls. At least if I did, I wouldn't admit it. Okay, let's get on with our show. Okay. Relax, achieve, receive, dream it, then do it. We are still kind of celebrating our 7th year anniversary of Designing Your Life Today, and I'm doing that by periodically playing some of the really neat clips by some of our guests. So we have another clip coming up this week, or the website, and another, I guess, meme, if you will, or one of their quotes, something they said that was really profound that's going to move you forward, excite you, and get you on top of your game. So we have another one coming up for you this week. And this was a really neat guest. This was the second most listened to show where we had guests on Design Your Life Today. These are not the all-time top shows that were listened to. There are some shows where it was just me sharing like I'm doing now. And you guys really liked what I had to share with you. And so actually those are, three of those are our top shows. But John Gordon was number one among the guests, and we're going to be playing the second place guests, or the second place winner, if you will, on our show later in the week. Or we're going to give you the link to that podcast, and we're going to highlight the quote for you. I just want to remind you that I am giving away Amazon.com gift cards, and when we reach 14 reviews, we're going to give away a card. Then when we reach 28 reviews on iTunes, I'm going to give away another gift card. So you guys can stack them up. And of course, I want to say that you can win more than one card, but you probably can't. But you can certainly win more than one prize, because I've also announced the prize for Tone It Up Tuesday, which is our sleep support system. I talk about it a lot on our Tone It Up Tuesday when it's about getting enough sleep, because I have a tendency to stay up way too late. So you guys, you can win one of those. I'm going to share this wonderful sleep support system with you. It's simple. Spray it and you're out like a light. It tastes delicious. When we reach 700 likes on our Facebook page, we have another giveaway coming up to highlight our wonderful Wednesday. So that's coming up this week. Okay, let's talk about relax, achieve, receive, dream it, then do it. Because you guys have a lot to do. You got to get things done before the end of the year, right? you know, making your life happen, because it's all about having a vision. So if you're going to get something done, if you're going to accomplish something and move forward, you have to have a vision. Carrying out it's all about having a vision, and then you carry out that plan, then you have to be open to receiving the fruits of your labor. So first, you have a vision. Second, you have the plan to follow through on that vision. And then third, once you've done the work, you have to be open to receiving the fruits of that labor. You have to be open to receiving whatever it is you're after. Do you know that that's a big deal? It may seem like it's a small thing and that it's no biggie, but no, it's really a big deal, because there are a lot of people who are not open to receiving the fruits of their labor. Think about it. There are people that work, and they, oh no, I don't need anything. Oh, I'm okay. No, you have to be open to receiving. If you do the work, if you give, because we're always told to give, but people forget to tell you that in order to keep that balance within this universe, that there's got to be giving and there's got to be receiving. Not giving and taking, giving and receiving. I talk about the difference between taking versus receiving in my book, Start Winning. And so if you didn't win a copy of it, well, you can purchase a copy by going to amazon.com/author/Pat Council, where you will see all of my books. And what I've done for our anniversary is I've reduced the price of my books to highlight kind of our 7th year. So everything's done in increments of 7. 14 new reviews, so 28 reviews, 700 new likes, and we're close to 700. And now the books are $7 and $14. All of my life-enhancing self-empowerment books are $7 and $14. So feel free to check those out. Now, let's get back to talking about relax, achieve, and receive. And so you have to be open to receiving the fruits of your labor. Now, I have a question for you. Are you a person who's afraid to dream, or are you a person who dreams too much? There are things that you want, and you can see it so vividly, and you talk about it all the time because you're a big thinker, big dreamer, but you're just not a big doer. So, or you're a person who, because you think that, hey, I'm an adult and I need to live in the real world, you're actually afraid to dream. You're actually afraid to open your mind, open your heart, and dream and see the life, the quality life that you've always wanted to have. So is that you? Well, either way, you have to make a decision. Because if you're a person who's afraid to dream, you're not excited about your life. And if you're a person who dreams too much, you know that you're dreaming too much, but you also have a little undercover fear going on. So today I'm going to give you 3 points on kind of how to move forward towards building that quality life. So if you're a person who's afraid to dream, or if you're a person who dreams too much, either way, you never get the opportunity to fully express your life. And you know what? As I'm saying this, I just remembered, we need to do an affirmation for today. So guess what? I'm going to do it right here, right now, in the middle of our show. Our affirmation for today is, the infinite intelligence in me opens my mind and heart so that I may see and embrace my dreams and make them a reality. Now, that's fitting for today's show. I'm going to say it again. The infinite intelligence in me opens my mind and heart so that I may see and embrace my dreams and make them a reality. How exciting is that? So you have to allow infinite intelligence to open your mind. You have to be receptive to things. So the idea is that as a dreamer, or a person who's afraid to dream, you're going to kind of find that happy medium within you that allows you to fully express your life. So, as I said, today we're going to talk about going from dreaming or being afraid to dream to moving towards building that quality life that you want. So what do you do? I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can use. These are really simple strategies. All right, they're easy to say, some of them. Not so easy to do, but no, I think it's easy to do if you put some effort into it. Simple as that. You just got to put some effort into it, right? Okay, so when it comes to you actually building that quality life, the first thing you have to do, especially if you're a person who's afraid to dream, is you have to practice acceptance. Now, if you're a dreamer, you still have to practice acceptance, but on a different level. The non-dreamer has to practice acceptance. Acceptance of the fact that it's okay to dream, that it's okay to want things, that it's okay to have desires, to desire the best for your life. They have to accept that. They have to accept the fact that it doesn't make you less of a grown-up to start to dream. Now, the dreamer who dreams all the time, they've got to accept the fact that they have the capabilities to actually realize all of these magnificent pictures that they see in their minds and these great feelings that they're giving themselves through constantly dreaming. And so either way, when it comes to acceptance, both parties have to embrace their magnificence. So if you really want to move the needle, you have to start by embracing the magnificence that is you. Have you ever heard a person talk about what they're going to do and then they get really excited about it? And then perhaps someone tries to talk them out of it, or someone tries to poke a hole in their balloon because they want to deflate them. But that person, they won't allow that to happen. They still move forward and they go forward with zeal. As a matter of fact, they become even more determined to make something happen. Why? Because they're embracing their magnificence. They're saying, you know what? I see it and I believe I can have it. So I'm going for it. I'm open to receiving it. And so as a result, they start to embrace their magnificence, or release their magnificence in this case, and they just go for it. This is what acceptance is all about when it comes to you as an individual. I'm always amazed how, and I've shared this before, but it's worth saying again. And so this really bears repeating because it's something to think about, especially if you're the person who dreams too much or the person who's afraid to dream and you're listening to this. I'm always amazed how people find it to be okay and they find their comfort in putting each other down or trying to take a person down a peg or two or trying to show that person you're not as good as you think you are. I'm always amazed by people who do that. And you know what? If someone does that to you, well, that's their issue. Let it be their issue. Don't make it your issue. Accept the fact that you are magnificent, that you are built by design to win, that you are amazing. Wow, what a great thing to think about on a magnificent Monday, right? As a matter of fact, wouldn't it be great if you think just for a moment to yourself, I am magnificent. Ooh, do it. Do it now. Okay. Listen, so that's the first point, acceptance. The second thing is visualize. Now, we get told to visualize a lot, but in this case, let's keep it simple, especially you, dreamer. All right. You're going to visualize one thing that you want. You really, really want to make this happen in your life. You believe that if you pull this off, this will actually shift your life into high gear, give you the quality lifestyle that you always wanted to have. So what is that one thing? Okay, so visualize that one thing that you want to make happen and then write it down. Okay, we're going straight to the third thing because we've got some serious momentum going and I'm keeping the show short. The third point or third strategy that I have for you is you want to write down two actions that you can take or that you can do to move forward toward realizing that one dream that you're visualizing. Non-dreamer, allow yourself to dream that one dream. What is that one thing that you're thinking about that you've always wanted to do and you've kind of smothered it because you don't think it's a possibility? Open your mind to the possibilities of your life. You want to fully express your life. Remember, our affirmation is the infinite intelligence in me opens my mind and heart so that I may see and embrace my dreams and make them a reality. Because there's a reason why you can see pictures and think things in your mind, things that haven't happened yet. Okay, so write two actions that you can do to move forward toward realizing that dream. And then you guessed it, then do it, because that's the part. So we got acceptance, we got visualize, and we got act. So act on that idea, act on that thought, and before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. Hey, listen, you guys, enjoy this magnificent Monday. I just want to remind you quickly, go to our Facebook page. If you haven't done so already, just go to Designing Your Life Today and click that like button. And because when we get to 700 likes, I'm giving away the sleep support system. Now, on Wonderful Wednesday, I am going to give away or announce our third giveaway. And then, of course, we have a giveaway for Thriving Thursday, which you're going to hear that next week. So, with that being said, you guys, enjoy this amazing day. You have to learn to relax so that you can achieve and receive. You dream it, then do it. And so, see, when you can relax, and I have to say this before we wrap up, when you can relax and calm down, that's where the acceptance comes in. See, we don't accept ourselves when we are so busy second-guessing who we are and judging other people and judging ourselves and being just flat-out annoying, not to other people, but annoying our own selves. You're doing it to yourself, kind of a self-inflicted annoyance. Is that a thing? All right, I'm making it a thing. So just don't make it your thing, all right? So the point is that, you know, just relax, achieve, and receive. Dream it, then do it. Acceptance, visualize, and then act on it. Hey, enjoy this magnificent Monday, and once again, do life with power.